Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministry today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we want to thank you and praise you for the privilege to teach your word on these airways. I want to thank you and praise you for the wonderful revelation you've given to me from the word of God. Lord, as the word goes out today, I ask you to bless it. Open everybody's hearts and minds that they may receive the truth of the word of God. And Satan, I rebuke you and command you in Jesus' name to get your hands off of every human being that's listening, whether it be old or young. I command you to not steal a word out of their heart today. And Father, I ask you to send the Holy Ghost to lock the Word of God into men and women's hearts so they'll learn who they are and what they can do as sons of God, because you're coming again soon and you're looking for faith when you come, and you're coming for all those that look for you on the earth. So Father, help us to be looking and be ready when Jesus comes in the air, because he's coming soon. Father, we praise you and thank you and worship you. And Lord, I ask you to bless us today as the word of God goes out. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, this week we're talking about you confess what you possess, or you possess, excuse me, what you confess. You have to learn how to talk. Now then, yesterday we were in Romans 8, starting verse 16 through 18, and we were discussing a little that you were an heir of God. We should go around confessing that we're heirs of God. In other words, we're joint heirs with Christ. And we've read that in the scriptures in Romans 8. But it really doesn't become a revelation to most people that they can do what the Word of God says they can do. But think about this. We're heirs of God. We're joint heirs with Christ, because Romans 8 verse 16 says the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. And if we're children, then we're heirs. Heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together with him. Now then, if you are a joint heir with Jesus, and you are, because the Word of God says you are, if you're a believer in Jesus, then everything that was available to Jesus is available to you. Now, isn't that amazing to think of the power and the authority? And Jesus came as a man and gave us all kinds of examples of what we could do when we learn how to talk. He gave us so many wonderful examples. Well, then Paul tells us that if we learn these things in Romans 8, he goes down in verse 37, 38, he says, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Now, we're not just conquerors, folks. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Because right here in Romans 8, 37, 38, and 39, it says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Well, that's Jesus he's talking about. Verse 30, it says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Isn't that something? Think about that. Now, in all these things, what things? Everything that happens to you in life, not just a few things, but everything, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I mean, we don't have to live in sin no more. We don't have to live in the devil's camp no more. We don't have to be sick no more. We don't have to be afraid no more. We have been given power over the devil, and we can cast out devils and heal the sick in the name of Jesus. Now, that's a shame that most Christians are like I was most of my life. I had absolutely no knowledge of who I was or what I could do in the name of Jesus. But by faith, these things are all yours. Now think what we're going to read here in Ephesians 1. In Ephesians 1, verse 3 and 4, when I got a hold of this, wow. Listen to what he says here. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ. Now then, that's my confession. I am blessed with all, not some, not a few, but all spiritual blessings in Christ. Now think about what he says here. I can just hear Paul standing on the hills of Ephesus with his hands raised, screaming this to the people. He is so excited. And when you get a hold of it, you will get excited. Because Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." Wow, listen to that. Not part of the spiritual blessings are ours, but every spiritual blessing is ours. Just as He has chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Now, you know, the only reason people don't know who they are in Christ is because they don't read this owner's manual. We call it the Word of God. When you read it, you don't believe it. I know, I used to read it, and it was so powerful, I couldn't believe it. I thought, wow, if what this book is saying is true, then I'm really somebody. Well, let me tell you, it means exactly what it says. You are somebody. Jesus has blessed you, because it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Let me tell you, it's easy to bless God. It's easy to bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Because when you get a hold of this, He has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Wow. Salvation is ours. Healing is ours. Deliverance is ours. Power over the enemy is ours. All these spiritual blessings belong to you and me. Wow. All you got to do is get a hold of this stuff and begin to confess it, and it will change your life forever. Now then, let's go on to another one here in 1 Corinthians 3 and 6. It says, "We are the temple of the Holy Spirit." Now then, I want you to think about who lives inside of you. You are not just a normal, average, everyday person no more. We are the temple or the dwelling place of God on the earth. Because in 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 6:19, I want you to hear what the Word of God says. 1 Corinthians 3:16. "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" It's obvious we don't know that. If we did know that, we would know that we were sons of God and we're anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. And we can do wonderful things. But look what verse 17 says. "If anyone defiles the temple of God." Wow, what? "If anyone defiles." What does it mean? Well, let's say you sin, and you go out and live in adultery, and you go out and do all these stupid things. It says, "If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." Now let me tell you, I want you to hear this next verse in 1 Corinthians 6:18. "Flee fornication." You know what fornication is? That's sex before marriage. That's if you have never been married, or if you are married and divorced and you're single again and you're having sex with somebody you're not married to, you're in fornication. Well, look what the Lord says. "Flee fornication." In other words, don't just walk away from it. Run away from it. Because every sin that a man does is without or outside of his body. But he that committeth fornication sins against his own body. What? "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." I hear people all the time say, "That's okay. I'll do what I want to with my body. It's my body." Well, it's never your body. It either belongs to the devil, it belongs to God. But it's never yours. You may be living in that physical body, but if that body has not been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, that thing's property of the devil. Your father is the devil. And he can make you do awesome things and make you be wicked and do crazy and stupid things. So, don't stay over there as children of the devil. Come and become a children of God. The Holy Ghost will treat you like a gentleman or a lady, a prince or a queen. I'm telling you, He will treat you wonderful. But you got to be a son of God, and you got to know that you're a son of God. Otherwise, this devil will continue to come by, and he will torment you. But we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, so we need to confess that, praise God, God is in me. You need to get up every morning. You need to walk up, look in the mirror in the bathroom, and look in that thing and smile and say, wow, Lord, what are we going to do today? There's nothing impossible with you and me, because you're in me, and since I am delivered from the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of light, and Christ is in me, the hope of glory, and all the secrets of the universe, according to Colossians 2, verse 3, is hidden in Christ, then if they're hidden in Christ and they're in me, then all the secrets of the universe are hidden in me. So, Lord, there ain't nothing you and I can't do today in the name of Jesus. Begin to see yourself like that. Begin to confess these things. And if you will confess these things, it will change your life. You will realize truly that the miracle is in your mouth. You have to say what God says. It may not happen if you say it once or twice, but it will never fail if you keep on saying it. If it cannot fail, if God said you can do it, then you can do it. So keep on saying what God says. Now then, let's think. Is Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever? Does he never change? Did he change? What was Jesus like 2,000 years ago? Did he come healing the sick, casting out devils, cleansing the lepers, and raising the dead? Yes, he did. So if he came and do all those things, then what does Hebrews 13:8 say? Hebrews 13:8 says God never changes. Never. Under no condition does he ever change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus never, ever changes. There's only one thing that changes, and that's you and me. Now, God is a God of miracles, and he never changes. If you do not search out God's promises and call him into remembrance of his promises, you will limit God's power in your life. So, let's look at just some of the mighty promises God has made us. We need to say these things to God, to the devil, to the pain and the sickness. And if you will, you will see God go to work in your life. Now, I'm telling you, it's absolutely a wonderful thing to learn that the Lord watches over his word to perform it. Because in Jeremiah 1:12, he says, I watch over my word to perform my word. And when you get a hold of who you are, your confession will change. Praise the Lord. I'd like to invite you to give us a call, and we'd be happy to send you free and postpaid entire teachings on these subjects we've been talking about this week. Call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order tapes. They're free and postpaid. You can find out where we're going to be speaking. You can download things, and you can listen to these radio shows over and over anytime you want to. So praise the Lord. Remember that Jesus is Lord.